After 2 days, President Jair Bolsonaro finally came out to speak in public. But he did not use his address to the nation to clearly and unambiguously concede defeat. Rather, he talked about the protests that have blocked many of Brazil's roads.
The current popular movements are the result of indignation and the feeling of injustice about the electoral process.
In a short address, he said nothing about losing the election, although he's authorized his chief of staff to initiate the transition process, as the law demands.
I will continue to fulfill all the commandments of our constitution.
As he spoke, for the second day in a row, Brazil's main thoroughfares remained blocked by truck drivers who support him.
I support this movement because we need to get Lula out. We need to do something, even military intervention.
The highway police, whose director is close to Bolsonaro, has been slow to enforce a Supreme Court order to clear the roads. And so thousands of cars and trucks remain stuck.
Some of us are in favor, others not. I'm not, but I'm trapped here trying to deliver my cargo.
There's a growing belief that the paralyzation of Brazil's main roads and highways was not spontaneous, and that the hope was that it would trigger hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Brazilians, to take to the streets to demand a new election. That has not happened, but it is a clear challenge to this country's democratic institutions, and it doesn't bode well for a peaceful transition of power. President-elect Lula da Silva has named Vice President-elect Geraldo Alckmin to head his transition team. But there's concern.
Esta gente va seguir muy organizada.
These Bolsonaro supporters will remain very organized, with the ability to create chaos and not respect the law. That's very worrisome. Here in Brazil, we are going to have to coexist with these events for some time.
And judging by Bolsonaro's vow to keep his dreams more alive than ever, it will be a rocky road for the next government. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, São Paulo.